Hello everyone, good morning on the second day of FOSDEM. Here today we have lightning talks in our Jeff Random Room, and we'll start with first presentation by Richard Lin about why open source look different in China. Please welcome.
Okay, very happy to on time and happy to see you in the beginning. And I can show you, I will introduce myself and I will share the three point of view of the Chinese open source development. And who am I? I'm Richard Lin, and I'm actually Taiwanese, but right now I live and working in China for 12 years. So when I was a student, I'm the researcher in the Academia Sinica. It's the famous research center in Taiwan, and I led Open Source Software Foundry researching licensing, government, and the community building. While I organized COSCAP, do you have see a COSCAP booth in the K floor two? Maybe if you go to K building, the floor two, there's a COSCAP conference for open source software, a coder, user, and a promoter. And I'm the organizer of COSCAP then. And I know, because I'm the researcher, I read many papers and I translate many, for example, what is the four freedoms, what is OSI, OSD, I introduce in traditional Chinese in Taiwan, and I introduce open source. And then, so I think, because I can read in Chinese, both Chinese and English. Even my oral speaking is not good enough, but I can read English and Chinese. So I introduce many things to Chinese. And at that time, I'm just in Taiwan, but my writing is spread to the Chinese. And there are many open source developers in China mail to me and ask me many things about open source. And then I go to China when 12 years ago, 2014. And when I go to China, I think there's no authentic open source atmosphere in China, because there are very few Chinese open source developers, but there are so few. And most of the developers and the students don't know what is open source and don't care about open source. So I established Kai Yuan She. It's in Chinese, means open source alliance or open source society or a community, because sure, this word has many meanings in China, so in Chinese. And I joined a startup, it's a Chinese version GitHub. Okay, and the startup is failed in 2016, and then I joined Huawei. So I have a working experience in Huawei, so I know much about what a big company will do open source and the developer ecosystem. So I know a Chinese industry and the Chinese companies mindset more. Yeah, and okay, because this is a lightning talk, maybe I should go faster. And I see three things may let open source in China looks a little bit strange or weird or just a difference in China. One thing, okay. One thing is a vendor-led reality. To our understanding, in a traditional Western open source, we are grassroots, right? Bottom up. So. We are the open source developer, and we have a project and share, for example, on GitHub, and engage many people join. And this is the tradition of the classic open source. But in China, because the tradition or the culture is not set, and some company, okay, for example, Alibaba, like Huawei, like a very big company, they think, oh, open source is a thing. Maybe I should I should contribute. And why a commercial company want to contribute? Because it see the money afterwards, yeah. So many Chinese people, many Chinese many Chinese companies, they think open source is a new standard, new de facto standard. in the software industry. So they think if we just follow or use open source project, then we cannot have the control point of the technology and the industry. Because, for example, I worked for Huawei for a long time. The open source team and the OSPO, OSPO, right? The OSPO is in Huawei's department called Standard Industry Standard Department. Yeah. So Huawei's OSPO is in Industry Standard Department, and they will have a strategic thinking of how can we, how can Huawei join open source. So in the past 10 years, I remember Huawei joined many foundations like Linux Foundation or Eclipse Foundation or something, and they want to know more about how can they be a very important influencer or control some open source project in the future, and not control the project, they control the standard, because they think standard means the monopoly, means the money. Okay, so their thinking is I learned from Huawei, and in government, I say the fifth, the Chinese government had a 5-year plan, right? Because it's a planning economy system, right? So they have a 5-year plan, and the 14th is a start from 2018. Okay, the 14th 5-year plan. Yes, they want to do open source as a national strategy, and they in Chinese government establish a Open Atom Open Source Foundation. Okay, Open Atom Open Source Foundation, and Huawei they donate their many of a project like Open Harmony, because you maybe heard of Harmony OS in Huawei's phone, right? And Huawei think Android is controlled by Google, and Google controlled by American government. So if we, if Huawei use Android, and maybe someday we'll be sanctioned, and it happens in 2019, right? 2019, Huawei has been sanctioned by the U.S. government. So the government established a foundation, Open Atom Foundation, and Huawei donate the Open Harmony and many the open source project. And what they think is, if they have been sanctioned, then the open source cannot be sanctioned, right? Open source project. So maybe their ecosystem partner over the world, in the world, they can use Open Harmony to be the upstream. Then, do the many distribution from Open Harmony. Yeah, so I think it's a de facto rules and monopoly into profit. So this is some big company like Huawei, like Alibaba, like, for example, now Alibaba has a very famous Quen. Q-Q-W-E-N, Quen, LLM, and they open the weights, they so-called open source LLM, but I call it open weights. They open the LLM, and serious LLM and the VLM and many open weight model. So they want to be the monopoly, and they think monopoly means we can earn money in the future. And I think, for example, in China, it's cathedral the design, not a bazaar. A top down design first. So, for example, I'm a employee and a developer in the big company. So there are so many employees just want to deliver what managers ask us to do. So the employee, the developers inside the company, they don't care about. They ignore open source culture and how to collaborate in a good way in the open source. So they just care about internal OKRs. They say, oh, I give the code to the manager, and it passed the QA, and my job is done. So if there are any questions from the community, they ignore them. If their manager asks them to watch the outside, for example, issues, they will do it, because it just asked by the manager and by the company. And I think it's a private decisions and a public report. Okay, so it's a little bit strange, but I don't want to blame or I don't want to criticize this thing because it open source something. Even it's like a different way, right? So it open source something. Maybe it's useful to us. And so I think its cathedral is bad. To my preference, it's bad. But it make a Chinese government know how to do open source, and gradually, oh, 5 minutes later, gradually they will learn what is real open source, how to do the player inside. And sometimes we have a metric game. For example, I ever see a PR. It's just a single PR, but it divided to the five PRs to the developer. They send the five PRs, actually it's just one PR. Why he do this? Because his manager asks the team to do more PRs. Yeah, so yeah, it's a very strange thing. And I think the management will be improved, and I see the improvement in the big company. So maybe it will good. And I think the policy I've mentioned, the central plan start from the 2018. So I think DeepSeek last year is encouraged many Chinese government and the companies say, oh, open source is the very best way to spread our project. I think DeepSeek is a very unique example, but the open source the wind is blowing the whole the country and the industry. So maybe last year and till now, there are so many open source projects start from the open source startup, and especially in AI technology. And government funding, they will give some money to the company, and the company will say, oh, I get your subsidy, and I will give you some, show you some outcomes. That is open source project. So Chinese government do much of this, and this year, Beijing, Shanghai, and Hangzhou, there are so many policies to give the subsidy to the company. Then the company will contribute to some open source project, but that open source project maybe not the Western open source project. It's owned and led by the Chinese company. So maybe it's invisible here, but it's very popular in China because they want to show their outcome to Chinese. Also two minutes. Okay, so I think RISC-V. Many people know China's chip industry use RISC-V because RISC-V is a I say the EU harbor because it's not controlled by American foundations. So and many projects like robotics and humanoid is combined open source and open data to do that industry. But I don't see any of them come to Fosden. Maybe they just focus on their customer, and there's no customer here. We are just a community member, right? So yeah. So just 1 minute. So maybe let me. Okay, I just picked the, let's say, market. Yeah. After the COVID, the Chinese economy is not so good as than before. So many little or the medium little enterprise, they say, if we don't open source, then we will die. Okay, why they want to open source? Because they cannot sell to the domestic market because the customer in China, they won't pay. They won't pay. Even proprietary or open source, they won't pay. So they want to share this open source project to the whole world. And maybe some from European, some from US, they will pay for the commercial edition or something like that. So it's not about expansion. It's about die or survival. Yeah. So economic threatening is a very very big issue, and so open source as support and monetization, and exists some American US capital will invest some Chinese company to raise the money and to the US market. Not only open source one. For example, Manus is acquired by Meta, right? So Manus is a very good example. Manus is a Wuhan's team, and the headquarters goes to Singapore, and then acquired by Meta, just 1 year. And the valuation is very high. So I think there's a new normal for China startup to go abroad. Okay, so actually, I'm from Kaiyuanse, and we have our goal is keep talking, and we want to build a bridge between Western and the Chinese open source community. We are the first OSI affiliate organization in China, and I'm the co-founder of Kaiyuanse. So I think if you are interested to talk to me, you can add me on LinkedIn. Even LinkedIn is not open source the platform, but yeah, I know. But sometimes, or you can send me email, Richard@kaiyuanse.org. So you can find me at the Kaiyuanse's booth in the K2 floor. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.